songs were beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. Thank you. Everyone looks beautiful. You ladies have no idea, but every one of you is an answer to my prayers.
Aww.
An answer to my prayers. When I was 19 years old, I came into this ministry from Miami. I'm a native Miami girl. And so that would put it to about 43 years I've been praying for this city. I've been praying that God would raise up a ministry. And I only found out about it a year ago. And I've been in love with everybody ever since. So you are all an answer to my prayers. And you didn't know that, but you certainly are. So if you actually have a brick and mortar Bible, you know, an old fashioned Bible and not a cell phone, turn with me.
Brick and mortar.
Psalm 91, a brick and mortar Bible. Psalm 91, verse 1. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in Him will I trust. Psalm 16, you might have to follow me a little bit. I'm a flipper. I love to hear the pages turn. I love to go different places. Psalm 16, verse 11. Thou wilt show me the path of life, and in thy presence is fullness of joy, and at your right hand are pleasures forevermore. Psalm 16, verse 8, I have set the Lord always before me because he is at my right hand. I shall not be moved. I shall not be moved. Then we're going to go over to Romans 5. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Excuse me, 5:1. Romans 5, verse 1. We have peace with God, by whom we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand. Justified by faith, peace with God through the Holy Spirit, Jesus Christ, by whom we also have access by faith into this grace by whom we stand. Faith access. Grace standing. How exciting is that? How exciting is that? God is so good.
Yeah.
The thing I wanted to talk about was that God had a secret. Mary, you asked me what I was going to speak upon. God's secret. And that's where we began, which was in Psalm 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place. We need a secret place with God, don't we?
Yes.
How, as ladies, do we find the time in our busy, hectic schedules and our incredibly sometimes distracted lives, you know, whatever it may be in your life, to find the time to go to that place of grace? We go by faith, through grace, we stand, and we go into His presence. And the thing is, there's a lot of things that are going to distract us. Don't we know that? To keep us from the presence of God. But in Psalm 16, I love that song. It was so beautiful. In that song, and in Psalm, it talked about He shows us the fullness of joy. And He shows us the path of life. And that there are pleasures there forevermore. He shows us the secret place. He covers us. In Psalm 91. It's like we come under the shadow of the Almighty. And there is this protection. It's like in the mercy seat, there were these cherubims, and they had their wings coming over the ark, over the word, and they both covered it. If you can just get a word picture with me. And it was like the covering of the word, the covering of the presence of God. And when we go into that secret place, God covers us. God covers us. He's going to protect us. Verse 2 of Psalm 91, it says, I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge, my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. It doesn't say he is a refuge. He says he's my refuge. Mm. He's my refuge, my fortress, my God. There's something that happens in a transformation when we get to know the Lord. We might know him as, you know, this God that came down and saved us, and perhaps we don't even know that yet. But at the same time, there's something about when we get to the place where we can call him mine, my Lord. Takes some growth, takes a little bit of growth, but he's very patient. In Hebrews 10:12, it says, "But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sin, sat down on the right hand of God." He sat down at the right hand of God. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore, Lord. Mm-hmm. Pleasures forevermore. What is it? The joy? The peace? We got there. We made it to his presence. And in Hebrews 10, verse 22, because one man, Jesus Christ, made an open way for us to have access. In verse 22, it says, "Let us draw near with a full heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. And let us consider one another to provoke one another to good works." Here's a really key verse for us. "Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as some is, but exhorting one another so much the more." So much the more as we see the day approaching. What does that mean? We're doing it. Body life. How many people are in this room? Maybe 20, 30, I don't know. But when I look out, do you know what I see? I see one person. I see the one new man, and I'm going to change it up a little bit. I see the one new girl. And I like to call us God's girlies. God's girlies. So as God's women, we showed up today. And he is so blessed that we did this. But the key things about this verse in 22 is drawing near. Drawing near. There's going to be a lot of things that are going to keep us distracted from trying to get into the presence of God. A lot of things. It could be our health. It could be like we just can't even imagine getting out of bed today. I could be in like total depression. And maybe I've been parking it there for years. Maybe my whole life. Could be a situation might have happened growing up. I don't trust God. God wouldn't have let that happen to me as a little girl. God wouldn't have let my husband abuse me. I'm not going anywhere near his presence. Might be the thoughts reigning through our hearts, our minds, and our emotions. And guess what? That's okay. Because he's the same yesterday, today, and forever, and he changes not. And if we make our bed in hell, he is there. He loves us. Ladies, the word of God says that the king's daughter is all glorious within. Turn to your neighbor and say, "You are glorious within." Now, do you feel glorious? Don't you feel good about yourself now? Yes, you're glorious within. So what are we doing? We're going to hold fast our profession of our faith. I was thinking about this with the body of Christ. Friendships, women. Women need women. Yeah. The guys don't get it.
No.
They ain't never going to get it. Where are you going? I'm going out with Chrissy. We're going shopping. Whatever. Okay, how long are you going to be? It doesn't matter. I'm having fun. I'm going to be with my girls. You know, in the body of Christ, I was thinking about prayer a lot. I love to pray a lot. And for a livelihood, I clean homes for a living in Melbourne, where I live. And I have hours and hours to think and pray for people while I'm cleaning people's homes. And I was thinking about kind of like the idea of an accountability partner or a prayer partner, and correlating that with the body of Christ. And I thought, maybe there's a way. Maybe not everybody knows everybody in this room. I certainly don't know everybody in this room. Maybe you don't even come to this church. It's your first time. That's okay too. But maybe you have a need and you need to share private personal things with somebody, but you don't know how. You don't know whom to go to, right? The good thing is we do have the Holy Spirit. We can always go to Him. Mm-hmm. Hebrews 13:5, He never leaves us nor forsakes us. But I was thinking about even Moses. Moses had his Joshua. Mm-hmm. Ruth had her Naomi. Samuel had his David. Elijah had his Elijah. Mary, the mother of Jesus, had John the Baptist's mother for a friend and fellowship. Mary had Martha. We know their story. And Paul had Timothy. And Paul had a unique relationship with Timothy. I think it's 1 Timothy 1:9 or 1:7. I didn't include this in that, but I'll just share you a little bit about it. Paul is writing to Timothy about verse 7. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. And Timothy was really concerned because at the time of the early church, there was a lot of persecution. People were being slayed and slaughtered. And at the time of Nero, the emperor there in Rome, that he would actually take Christians that were underground, and if they could find them, they would actually light them to the gardens in Nero's garden at night for a light. This is how demented this person was. And so Paul was writing to Timothy because Timothy was getting really scared, and he wanted to continue to proclaim the gospel. But so Paul is saying, hey, God didn't give us a spirit of fear. He gave us a spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. So in our lives, who represents the power? Of course, it's the dunamis power. It's the Holy Spirit. And then the love in Romans 5:5, the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts. We have the love of God. It's shed abroad in our hearts. And a sound mind. So what we have to do is to, as women, try to get to a place when our thinking is failing us, when our emotions are all over the place, and it's like, oh my God, I walked in the room, I don't even remember what I was doing or where I was going or where's my keys or whatever it is, right? So to try to have a sound mind. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, right? So there's some things we have to think about, some things we have to muse upon. Psalm 119, we have to like let the word of God be in our hearts and our minds all the time. Psalm 1, we go to Psalm 1, and it's the word of God. We meditate on it day and night. Oh, I can't do that. I've got a job. Of course, it's a mental attitude thing. You know, when I was in the ministry in Baltimore, I was there for about, 33 years, I guess. And one of my other unique jobs there was I was Baltimore, Maryland's only mobile shoe shine girl. And I went into automobile car dealerships with a custom kit shoe shine box that I had made. And I would go into the break rooms at all the car dealerships. The general managers finally let me come in after telling them my story. And we'd set up in a little break room, like the wrap room over here. I'd put my little kit down, and these guys would come in for a shoe shine. And for 20 years, every morning, I would go through all these dealerships. I'd do about 10 or 12 a day, different part of the city, Monday through Friday. And these, God would allow me to have the opportunity to have these men sit at my feet. After morning class with Pastor Stevens at 8 o'clock, after getting doctored all morning, I'd go out there, get my kit, go to the dealership, and shine shoes and give them the same message that God had given me.
Oh, wow.
So where do we pray? Shining shoes.
Yeah.
Where do we pray? Driving an Uber, a Lyft. Where do we pray? While we waitress. It doesn't matter where we are. It's a mental attitude, right? It's a mental attitude. And you know, God, these things, people, we were talking about early as we were having our lunch here, that we are read and known among all men. Like, people watch our lives.
Yeah.
These particular gentlemen watched my life for 20 years. And it was a miracle that I had the privilege many, many times to lead general managers to Christ in the showroom floor. They pray and receive Jesus Christ. It was like amazing, you know, because I just trusted God. I just trusted God for it. And it was just so much fun. So, you know, there's all kinds of places we can pray. There's all kinds of ways we can pray. There's all kinds of things we can pray for. But the enemy, he's a liar, and he's going to come in like a flood, and he's going to tell you you don't have time. He's going to tell you your prayer is worthless. He's going to tell you you have no power. He says, he's going to tell you you're crazy. You know, you don't have the right thought processes for a good prayer. He's a liar from the beginning, and he's not going to change. So in Psalm 91, when we get to this place and we realize that there is a place that God has opened up for us because that one man, that one offering, Jesus Christ gave his life, so then we can come boldly to the throne of grace. When we get there, what do? First of all, we get grace, and we receive mercy, and we receive help in time of need. What if there's something in my life that God, he's not going to forgive? I did something as a teenager. He'll never forgive me. He'll never forgive me. He will. He will forgive you. I promise you, he will forgive you. He loves us, ladies. He absolutely adores every one of us that's in here. He really does. In Deuteronomy 29:29, the secret things belong to God. So he does have secrets. He has secrets that he wants to share with you. But and me. And the thing is, we're not going to get to these secrets if we don't go, if we don't get to that little quiet place, the secret place in Psalm 91. He that dwells there. It doesn't say that he that just went there for a minute. It says he that dwells there. Park it there. Park it there. The secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge. He is my fortress. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it, and they're safe there. We're safe there. We're safe there. So there is a covering. He shall cover you with his feathers, and under his wings shall thou trust. His truth shall surely be thy shield and thy buckler. Because of grace, we have access to this secret place. If you go down to verse 14, because he set his love upon me, I'm in Psalm 91 again, if you're following me. Therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he has known my name. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him with honor. I will honor him. And with long life, I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. So in Psalm 16, what does he do? He shows us the path of life. That beautiful song, the fullness of God, the presence of God. He shows us the secret place. He covers us in verse 3. There are the five I wills. He said, because you did this, in verse 14, because you called, you called, so I will answer you. You called when you were in trouble. Maybe you have a child who is an addict, going through things that you have no idea what to do or where to begin. And you're going to the secret place. Call. Call on him. Maybe your marriage is suffering if you're married, ladies. Call on him. Call on him. It's important to have a covering. It's important to have that friend that you can talk to. It's important. It's very important. And I don't know if everybody has a little prayer partner or what, but, you know, even if you can just have an accountability person, like once a week, just check in with somebody. You know, we have these technology, we have phones, and we text everybody, and like my daughter will text me, and I'll just wait for that phone call, and she'll text me, and I'll just wait for that phone call. She'll text me another week, and I'll wait for that phone call. She can tell me all her problems on the phone, on the text, via text all day long. But until I hear her voice, I'm not going to get the full message of what she's going through. until she decides, you know, to pick up the phone and call mom, I'm not going to have the full effect of the love between us. Until we go to the throne of grace and call on his name personally, call him. Tell him how you feel. Tell him what you're going through. He's there. There are the five I wills. You called, so I'm answering. God's going to answer our prayers. It's his delight. It's his delight to answer our prayers. You're in trouble. I'll be with you. I will deliver you and honor you. I will satisfy you with long days. Long days. You know? Maybe you have been crushed. Your heart has been broken. Mine has. Mine's been broken many times. It's been broken watching people make wrong decisions, not choosing the Lord when they could have, not drawing near when they could have. It's been broken by people that I love deeply. You know, I had a marriage that ended up in a broken marriage, and I ended up with a deeply broken heart. But God.
Yeah.
I went to Psalm 91 all the time. I hid, Colossians 3:3, myself in him. We're hid with Christ in God, Colossians. Ephesians, we're seated in him. We're seated in the heavenly places. We walk with him. We're standing in grace that I read earlier in Romans. He can mend a broken and a contrite heart. The Lord will not despise. He can help us. He can heal us. He can give us these five I wills of bringing in the promises to us. He really can. Mm-hmm. Is it painful? Yes. Yeah. Is it hard to go to one person alone and say, you know what? I've got this area in my life. I'm struggling. I got an addiction. Will you be my accountability person or my prayer partner, or will you just be my girl to help walk me through this in my life at this time? Will you be my covering, like the Lord will be my covering? We can do both. That's what the body of Christ is all about. Hide yourselves here. What you have here is incredible. I'm here to tell you, this is an amazing, amazing, amazing pulpit. And this man that brings the message to us here is a very well-learned teacher. He walks with God. He loves God. His bride is the most incredible person that I've met. And Cindy pulls off all this. She did all that work in there today, all those tables, all that decorum, all that, because of love, because she loves you. Keep coming. Keep coming back. What did I read earlier? In the latter days, we don't want to forsake ourselves, the assembly of the body of Christ. Because we are the one new girl.
Yes.
And we do need to draw near.
Yes.
What we read earlier.
Yes.
And in doing all of that, God will heal our hearts.
Yes.
He will heal our hearts. But don't be afraid to share the deepest, deepest, deepest things that are in your heart that are killing you. Or your saving face saying, oh, no one's going to know that about me. I'm never telling anybody what I'm into. They won't talk to me. I can't go to that church. They don't know what I've done. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Just draw near with a heart with full assurance that the grace of God is sufficient.
Mm-hmm.
He's sufficient. He's
yes.
sufficient. So thank you so much. And just don't forget the ministry of the Holy Spirit. That's the power, love, and sound mind part. The Holy Spirit, if you can't get with somebody, he's always there. He is always there, and he just waits for us. He waits to be gracious unto us. Jeremiah 29:11, my thoughts towards you are peace and not evil, to give you hope, to give you a beautiful outcome. Right? Like Psalm 16, peace and joy. He wants to give us the pleasures. We think, oh, God doesn't want me to be happy. He wants us to be exuberant, extremely happy, full of joy, full of his presence, full of his love. And he wants us, in Romans 5:5, to shed that abroad to other people. And that's what this is. That's what the body of Christ is, and that's what we have. And I thank God so much for that. And don't be afraid to just grab somebody and say, you know what? I do need help.
Yeah.
I think as women, we're afraid of that. Don't be afraid of that. I covered what happened in my life for many years, and I regret it. I regret it. Just about killed me.
Mm.
Nobody knew what I went through. I didn't draw near.
Mm.
I got bitter. I got angry. I didn't understand it. Lord, how could this happen when we're serving you? We have a church. We're growing. We're doing everything right. But you know what? The enemy comes in. But when he does, you know, Hosea talks about God called the woman alone in a desert place. And we all have a calling on our life. Mm-hmm. And you may be married, you may not be married, it doesn't matter. You may be, you know, a young person, you may be in your senior years. But God has a call on your life, ladies, and my life. And you know what? He calls us alone. He calls us alone to the wilderness at times, to a desert dry place, because he wants to succor us. He wants to love us. He wants to speak words of comfort in that place. We don't want these wilderness experiences. I want the mountaintop experience.
Yeah.
I want the joy overflowing like a river, right? But you know, the truth is, stuff happens.
Yeah.
And when it does, let's learn what to do with it. When it does happen.
Mm-hmm.
So draw near, draw nigh unto God. He will lift us up. Draw near to the body of Christ. Keep coming, keep coming, keep coming. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Lord has raised up a standard against him.
Yeah.
So just keep coming.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
Just keep coming. Be blessed. And don't forget two things. You're God's girlies. And the king's daughters are all glorious within.
Wow.
Amen.
That's beautiful.
Okay.
That's
Father,
beautiful.
Thank you so much for this time. Teach us to come to you, Lord.
Yes.
Your ever-present help in time of need. In Jesus' name. And Father, we just want to say one more thing. Maybe you don't know him. I don't know everybody here, but there might be one soul that's in this building that has never come to the Father. He said, come freely. Whosoever will come, I will give the living water of life freely. It's just a decision away. It's a breath away. Eternity. The distance between both sides of eternity is just a decision and a breath away. If you've never received Jesus Christ, just say, Lord Jesus, you're the one that needs to help me. You are my covering. You can be my Lord. I surrender all. I give you access to me as you have given access to me also. Just say this prayer, Lord Jesus, just be my Lord and Savior. Come into my heart. Forgive me of my sins. Teach me to grow in grace from this day forward in Jesus' name. And if you've done that, tell Cindy or me or somebody that you have received Jesus as your Savior today. And welcome to the family if you did. God bless you.
God bless you.